Good afternoon, OMS. Danny speaking.
Hey, Danny. Aaron here from CRT. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry it's taking me so long to get back to you.
No, that's okay. We just had a couple of little issues at lunch, so I thought I would give you a call.
Yep.
So, firstly, when we toggle away to go for lunch when I'm alone, it doesn't have a message to say toggle on versus toggle off. It just says it's toggled. So unless I actually call from outside in to see if it's on, I don't actually know which one, like whether it's on or off.
Yeah. They, sorry, not they. The developers are trying to work on the button. You know how your other little BLF buttons on your phone have like green and red? They're going to try and get that working for you. So green will be on, red will be off, or vice versa. That's not in play, obviously, yet. The only other thing that I could do is give you a web page login, and you can actually activate it from a web page.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah, there's no real way of knowing unless you log into the web page.
Otherwise, I can log in the web page and do it.
Yeah.
Manually, so then I know it's done. Yeah. I mean, imagine if now that I know, I just press it once, and then I press it once again when I'm back.
Yes. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
That's Howard. That's okay. The away voice message, I actually wanted to keep the old one.
Yes, I reverted that. I saw your email while I was on the phone with someone else, so I quickly reverted that for you. Yep.
And then I guess the last question really is the voicemail.
Yeah, sorry, there is a pin. Yeah, it's 1234.
Okay.
And also, what I was thinking, because that professionally recorded message, that does mention after hours,
yes.
So because of that, if we want them to hear that, we can just send them to a after hours voicemail. Otherwise, if we send them to the same one that you're checking, they're also going to get prompted for that same busy voicemail because that's attached to that actual voicemail box. So I might just add another button just to check the after hours one if you want, if that makes sense.
So it has to be two separate voicemails because they're two separate messages.
It doesn't have to be. I can set it up a little bit different in the system. I might just do that for you, actually. That's probably easier for you guys. Yeah. All right, disregard all of that. I'll get that happening for you.
It's easier just to check one mailbox.
Just to check one. Exactly right. Yep. Yep. I'll get that happening.
Yeah.
Mailbox. Yeah, cool. All right. The pin will be 1234. That's all you need to worry about. So you hit your... And I might, instead of busy VM, I might just have it as voicemail. Just
yeah,
so you know, it's
voicemail.
The one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Set BLF to VM only. Yeah, cool. Anything else?
Why is the light flashing at the top?
Oh, that's just a missed call.
Oh, it just means it's a missed call.
Yeah.
We can disable that. That's a setting on the handset itself. For some reason, Yaling just default to that.
Oh, that's cool. As long as somebody knows what things mean, that's fine. Yeah, all good.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, I'll get those changes happening this Arvi for you. And, anything else, give me a buzz.
Yeah, I think the duration's okay. We were sort of discussing that message, how when someone dials in, it goes straight to a message.
Yes.
But we agreed that I think that should be okay as long as the busy voice message is different.
Yeah. Yep. Which is yeah.
I thought
it
was
now.
The same dude. So I was like, how do I get this toggle off? Because he said thing. The first three words is exactly the same.
I think he just read the script. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Aaron.
Great. No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Bye.
Bye.